This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 1st, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast. You can email me, thealternativemedia at yahoo.com. If you're tuning in and you've been listening to the Barden Report, we switched time slots. P.J. Barden will be on tonight at 9 Central, 9 to 12. He'll be doing a three-hour broadcast. I am doing a two-hour broadcast now. So I wanted to make mention, you know, Patrick had been doing my third hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery, and special thanks to him. What a great job he's done. You can still follow his podcast on National Bugle Radio on YouTube, and you know, I will be having Dr. Slattery on here from time to time, and if I have to be out and he's available, he would be my go-to fill-in co-host. So special thanks to him for everything that he's done. Just to wrap up this story, now here we've got this I don't know, but they're not married, so but they're receiving $9.90 rents, all they have to pay. They get food stamps, they get all the government benefits, and they actually starved their baby to death. Together, the two received approximately $995 in welfare funds, including food stamps, according to the DOJ. They paid only $9.80 in rent for their HUD house, as opposed to $50 a month they paid for their internet service, which, you know, they have to have that, with most of the rest being spent on cigarettes and marijuana. And they were selling their food stamps to other family members. So I just wanted to share that with you. Unbelievable. And this is what we pay for, and this is what we get. What a sad story to have to share. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call and join in. We're going to go to the phones. We got Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, how are you doing today, sir?
Very good, Farron, and thanks for taking my call. It's good to hear you back in the morning. Saturday morning, it was rough for me. I'm used to getting up between 3:30 and 4 every morning to listen to you on Saturday nights, and something's messed up with the call-in listen line. It goes dead right after Patrick Flaherty was on Sunday morning, and then doesn't come back up until like 8 o'clock, and it's a little scratchy, so you really don't get to hear anything until 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. They used to rebroadcast your Saturday night show, but I don't know. I know John's got some financial problems. He'd like to get some new equipment, but I think that has a little bit.
Did we lose Jerry? Okay, Jerry, if you can hear, feel free to call back. Accidentally lost connection with Jerry there, and if you'd like to call. All right, we'll go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, how you doing?
Well, there's so much about health care, and with that story, there's so many things there that just, I mean, it's just ridiculous. How come, why is this, how could a baby be underweight if the mama, was the mama not told to breastfeed this child? I mean, I don't, that's not in the story, obviously. They don't come out and tell you that, but she was given, they're saying the baby was just neglected, or the mother was not given the improper amount of formula, or the
actually,
baby was,
you know,
not.
You know, Mike, I didn't read the entire story. They actually went so far as they had a chemist with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration test a bottle that was found on the scene, and the results revealed that the bottle contained just water. They did some testing on the baby, and even though they had formula in the house, they only had fed the baby some water, and they starved the baby to death.
Historically now, in the last, I think, 40 years or so, the governments have had to outlaw some of the marketing that the formula companies do, because breast milk is way better for children. And the women in the since the feminist movement, I think, has been a factor in this, and demonizing breastfeeding to the benefit of the formula companies. But the fact that the woman had THC and the baby had THC that were tested positive for it, is not quite so bothersome, because the big pharmaceutical industry is something like four times larger as a lobby than the military-industrial complex. And there's this stuff called Zofran they've been using on women that have severe morning sickness for probably 10 or 15 years. It was developed, I think, for cancer patients and AIDS patients to try to get help them have an appetite. But marijuana will do that, and it doesn't cause cleft palate. Their severe cleft palate is a side effect of this stuff called Zofran, and initially it cost $60 a pill. And I know of cases where pregnancies have cost society or the insurance company or welfare, or whatever, Medicaid, $30,000-$35,000 where women have had this hyperemesis gravidus, a severe morning sickness, and they've ended up causing cleft palate from that drug, and had to pay for the surgery for severe cleft palate, when you could grow marijuana in your backyard and use it for less than what it costs to grow tomatoes. Now, you know, there may be some weird side effects with marijuana, but it's a 4,000-year-old remedy for that in a Chinese medicinal, and maybe that explains why the Chinese look like that. I don't know, but it's a long way to go for a punchline, I guess. But that's how screwed up our medical industrial complex is. It is worse as an influence on our government and the laws and the policy than Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, and I had to find that out from RFK Jr. last summer. One of the funniest things I've ever seen was Robert De Niro, Del Bigtree, and Robert Kennedy Jr. at this, with a bunch of other people in a panel at the National Press Club, talking about how they were going to give a $10,000 reward or something if they could, if somebody could show. Hour, and when they handed the microphone to Robert De Niro, he just said, you know, I'm just here for this. I don't have to be associated with Trump. If he does the right thing, good for him, but I don't have to be associated with Trump. I was about laughed my butt off. It was, so you know, his deadpan style, you have to watch that. You'll laugh. It's funny. He's just like, you know, I'm just here for this. I don't have to be associated with Trump. It was so freaking funny. But the funniest political moment of the year.
You're right, Mike, that you know, the vast power that the pharmaceutical companies yield over, and Monsanto is a perfect example. I mean, it's the perfect example of the power that they have over the government, and it is ridiculous to criminalize marijuana like they do. I mean, it's I'm not advocating drug use, but at the same time, it's a plant, and it's much safer than pharmaceutical drugs, and people using alcohol. It's a safer drug, and I think
there you go.
They legalized it in Sin City in Las Vegas. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I wasn't surprised. They were showing some footage of sales of marijuana, and you know, Las Vegas looked like it was, you know, Mexico City. I didn't see even one white person in the video, I don't think, but whatever. Well, on that, we're getting stacked up with phone calls, so I'm going to give you the last word, Mike. I certainly appreciate your phone call, though, and
okay.
I do
well,
agree.
Two things come to mind with that woman's story is, you know, it talks about society or, in general, corruption getting so bad that women lose their natural affection. And I think that looks like what happened here is this mother did not have natural affection for this child enough to breastfeed it. It should not have lost weight if it was being properly breastfed and she was eating right. But now, you know, the second thing that comes to my mind with the legalization of marijuana, you can legalize anything. The prose goes in the New Testament that all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient, and I will be a slave to nothing. Nobody needs to be a slave to these addictions. I mean, you can use it for whatever reason. But anyway, thank you. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. We've got Jerry back. Then we got Betty in North Carolina. I've not heard from her in a long time. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Jerry, sorry about that. Continue with your thoughts.
I was just going to mention something to you. I happened to catch Rents. I can't remember what hour, but he had Blake Sawyer on, who's also on his network. And Blake Sawyer said something to the point where he got it from a good source, but this source isn't 100%, that Trump might be stepping down in August. He just can't take it.
Huh. Wow, that would really be interesting if that scenario played out. I hope he don't. I mean, Pence will just be terrible, and of course then, you know, the media will have won and blah blah blah. But I don't know. I mean, they are really, I always think I'm kind of good at predicting what's going to happen, and I thought the media would go crazy for a week or two. I didn't really think that they would be able to maintain months of just, you know, a false narrative, this Russia Kookspiracy. I've got a Mark Dice clip I'm going to play here shortly that really breaks down this absurdity that CNN has done with this Kookspiracy. But I don't know, Jerry. That's interesting. I mean, I guess that could be in the realm of the possible. They would probably prefer that to an assassination, you know, another JFK-type scenario.
Well, I'm just wondering, though, because now if he steps down, he's free to report on why he stepped down. And I think he's going to say that this country is in peril. We do not have a constitution. We do not have constitutional representation for the people. And look out. And I think then the Civil War is going to start. The other thing, too, is Illinois, I don't think they came up with a budget as of midnight last night, and we're into the 1st of July, and they might be reduced down to junk status. And all I know is everywhere you go around here in Illinois, it's road construction, and if they don't have any money to pay these people, those horses and cones are still going to be there. The roads are still going to be tore up. I think it's a sad state of situation here in Illinois, and I think there's other states going to be following soon right behind them. So with that, Farron, God bless you. Welcome back on Saturday mornings, and you have yourself a great weekend and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that Jerry brought that up. Yeah, Illinois is bankrupt. I mean, you know, when you think about what Mike said, how about how ridiculous it is with how different the laws are inside our own country. We're broke into, you know, 50 states, and the laws, it's what's legal in, you know, across this line. It's completely illogical. Betty in North Carolina. Betty, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you.
Okay. I'd like to take the time to say that it seems that there's an awful lot of short-sightedness about people who are coming from a Christian perspective. They're so concerned about the present evils that they're really not even openly discussing how the Bible deals with long-term and the promises of long-term and the need to be upfront about the basis for morality. I'm a little discouraged that there's not time taken on John's station to balance out all the immediate evils with encouragement from the Bible to Christians. And that's all I wanted to say, and I'm so glad you're back.
Well, thank you so much. Let me just address that quickly while I got you, Betty. I'm doing a political broadcast. I found it, I hate to say, a waste of time, but on this network, if you get bogged down into religion, then, you know, you get into everybody's various interpretations, and a lot of times I feel like at the end of it, we don't get, we don't get much accomplished there. I, for one, I'm let down that the Christian church as a whole, not every individual Christian, not you, Betty, I don't know you well enough to say, but the Christian church as a whole is just a bunch of wimpy Christians that don't stand for anything and don't do anything, and they just lay down and roll over. They should be militant, but they're not. They're pacifist, and it's not being taken away from the Christians. The Christians are just giving it away, like taking candy from a baby. Look, the whole of the Christian society can't even keep the gays out of the Boy Scouts. And homosexual marriage is law of the land. I think you could talk about it from a lot of different aspects, but I think a lot of the problems that the Christian church has is self-inflicted, and unfortunately their actions for their future generations, they have shown themselves to be such pacifists that I don't think it's attracting very much of the youth. So I don't know what the future of the Christian church holds. I'll give you the last word. Anything you'd like to respond to that, Betty?
No, just that I'm grateful you're a Christian, and acknowledging you're a Christian and acknowledging the confidence that the Bible does say where history is going. Okay?
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing?
Oh, hey, Brent. I appreciate your answer there, because, I mean, I've seen so many shows where the show was basically hijacked on the subject of religion. And, I mean, it takes over the show, and nobody on either side of it is ever going to convince the other side. And to me, it's a waste of time. I mean, you know, there are religious shows where you can go, even other than RBN, where you can go and you can, there's internet sites where you can go debate religion until your fingernails come off. I mean, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's other places for that. I'm not a Christian. I mean, I guess I am. I'm like a cultural Christian, because my parents went to the same church. Both sets of my grandparents went to the same church, Presbyterian, Protestant religion. Until I got old enough to where I was working all the time, even on Sundays, I was kind of forced to go to church. And then I really never went back, because it didn't impress me. I didn't have any problem with it. I felt comfortable there. I mean, the people seemed nice and everything. And I actually agree with the Christian ethic. I really do. And I like that. But I've been very disappointed, and I'm a little skeptical. I'm very cynical of religion, because, like you say, they cuck out. They have backed out on everything. They're pacifists. They don't stand for anything. And I'm talking about, I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions always, but the overall organized Christianity in all its forms, they don't stand for anything. They give in to pretty much everything, and they are very controlled. And, you know, I don't need to get into the details of that. I know who controls them, because all you got to do is follow the money. The tax incentives, all that kind of stuff. Who implemented all that? Who created all the fine print, all that legislature? It always goes back to the same freaking people. As far as what Jerry in Chicago said about Mike Pence, oh my God! I don't see Trump resigning. I don't, but you know, who knows? Time will tell. I guess we'll know pretty quick if he's resigning in August. That's what, next month. But I'll tell you.
Hang on for me, Frank. We've got music. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 for the remainder of the hour. We've got Frank in North Carolina, and yeah, Frank, we see this situation a lot alike, and I respect everyone to worship however they want to, whatever religion. I just don't, on this broadcast, it's not something, I don't want to proselytize. I don't try to make other people see things my way as far as my religious views. In fact, even those of you that have listened for a long time to my broadcast really don't know really my religious views, and I find it counterproductive to the broadcast, because we're being genocided, and we've got an enemy, and we know who the enemy is, and we got to get people to recognize what the reality of the situation is in this country and the world if we're ever going to affect any change and avert the destination in which they have in place for us, and they're working diligently to secure that future for us, and they're winning. So that's kind of why I do things the way I do. But go ahead. I interrupted your thought, or the break did, so go ahead, Frank.
I guess I'm kind of a hopeful agnostic. I want to believe, you know, I want to believe in God. I want to believe in Jesus. You know, I'm a hopeful agnostic. I guess I've gotten really cynical. My heart has hardened. But it really is a turnoff, though, when you look at Christians and Christianity in general. I mean, obviously there's exceptions.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, it's just a big, yeah.
let me throw this out there. The Southern Baptist Convention just voted to condemn the alt-right, which is basically condemning nationalism. You know, they had to get together and vote to condemn or disavow. I think that's the word they used. Like, you know, Trump had to disavow David. That's where the Christian church is. They have to get together and disavow the alt-right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm saying again, though, I bet everything that I've got, I bet my soul, I know who's behind that. It wasn't Christians that were behind that. It was that little 1 or 2% of our population here in America that orchestrated that, that engineered that to happen. That would have never happened on its own. These people are diabolical. As far as back to Trump, I hope he doesn't resign, because it's only going to be worse without him. Only if he really can't do anything, and if he's compromised or something, maybe that would be the best option. Get out and then speak out and tell the truth. Tell everything you know. Personally, I think you ought to just do it as president. Start arresting all the criminals, because there's all kinds of charges he could bring up on all these people, media, everything else. I mean, these people are enemies of the American people. And, I mean, the charges would stick. All he's got to do is have the heart to do it and have the right people around him to show everybody they mean business. I mean, unfortunately, that's what it would require. I mean, we're going down quick. I mean, you know, we got to get out of it. We got to bail out. The plane's going down. It's smoking. The engines are, you know, on fire. We're going down. We got to do something quick. Other thing, though, Pence is creepy. I think all vice presidents maybe are creepy. Maybe that's a necessary trait to have if you're going to be vice president. But, you know, I've heard rumors. In fact, it was Robert David Steele, the former CIA guy, 9/11 truther. He's working with Cynthia McKinney on some stuff. He was on Alex Jones the other day. And I actually called in and talked to him and Alex Jones and had it out with Alex. Actually, it was pretty interesting. But he said that he knows, he has information from his connections that say that one of Pence's best buddies is associated with this whole pedophile thing, and that Pence has been protecting him in his capacity, his political capacity. So that's just creepy, man. I mean, there's something really not right about that guy. If Trump gets out of there and that guy takes over, the quote-unquote New World Order, whatever you want to call them, they got free reign, man. I mean, God almighty. And also, Brent's mentioned something last night, and then I'll hang up, about some video that's come out. Some children were using a video camera to videotape their 7-year-old friend raping some, you know, young white child, some white girl. And I'm just thinking, you know, and these are like, you know, refugees or whatever. I don't know if it was in Sweden or what, but, I mean, this stuff is out of control. I mean, obviously, these people in general, they come into these white countries and they do not respect us. They're laughing at us.
Amen. That's the truth. Hey, thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. We come back after the break. We're going to play the clip by Mark Dice. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. And I've got a couple of news stories I've just got to get in here. You've got to listen to this, and then we're going to play the Mark Dice clip. I've really gotten to where I like listening to Mark Dice. This is a Daily Stormer story. Like most European countries, Italy suffers from lots of problems. Increased cost of living, organized crime, crumbling infrastructure, food shortages, no pensions being paid, the list is endless. However, these problems could soon be a thing of the past. Apparently, moved by its citizens' cries for help, the Italian government devised a solution so inspiring, so guaranteed to succeed, that it will be imitated by neighboring nations for centuries to come. Their answer? Unlimited Africans. Breitbart News reports Italy's migrant welcome centers are in a state of collapse as huge waves of African migrants take advantage of the temperature climate to make the crossing from Libya to the Italian peninsula. On Tuesday of this past week, 8,500 African migrants are reaching Italian shores aboard 14 different ships, adding to the 5,000 who arrived the day before. The massive arrivals have led to local media as well as politicians to speak of an authentic immigrant invasion exceeding the country's capacity of assimilation. Oh yeah, you're there for sure. Officials report on June 15th that more than 65,000 migrants had arrived since the beginning of the year, But that was not counting the latest influx. Figures for the year now stand at 73,380 migrants into Italy, or a rise of 14.42% over the same period in 2016. They had then record arrivals that had reached 64,133. The article goes on to say, wow, 13,500 blacks in just 2 days. Imagine the possibilities. I have no doubt that with this inevitable black majority, Italy will enter a new renaissance in which art will flourish, poverty will vanish, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa will become straight again. So I just wanted to get that in, because this is the news that's going unreported. The countries of Europe are going to be destroyed demographically without firing a shot, and if their shots fired, it'll just be the natives being shot down the streets after being raped, I guess. But that is the future if things continue unchecked. Now I'm going to give a little bit of a warning. There is some, I think it's all bleeped out, but there may be a little bit of vulgar language in this clip, but it is because this is what the CNN reporters say. So we're going to play the Mark Dice clip now.
This week, we may have finally seen an end to CNN's constant Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy coverage after James O'Keefe and Project Veritas just keep pounding more nails into their coffin. Their latest video shows a producer for New Day, that's the show hosted by this clown, Chris Cuomo, who supposedly has a million followers on Twitter, but can barely get a half a dozen retweets or likes, admitting that 90% of the staff at CNN is anti-Trump, and that the producer thinks personally that the American voters are, quote, stupid as shit. Just a heads up, there's going to be some foul language in this video, and I'm not going to bleep it out, because I want you to hear exactly how the CNN producer, Jimmy Carr, sounds.
90% of us are on board, but with just the fact that he's crazy.
What do you mean, 90% are on board what? With her?
No, I wouldn't say with her, but just acknowledge the fact that he's batshit.
90% of the staff at CNN thinks that President Trump is just not qualified to be president, and bat crazy, huh?
Yeah. Would it be fair to question the, I don't want to be rude here, be careful how I put it, you're at least some percentage Irish Scottish, would it be fair to question the intellect of the American voter?
They're stupid
as shit. I'm sorry, Mr. Carr, you got this wrong. It's not Americans, it's liberals. It's CNN's core audience who are stupid as shit. Oh, it gets even better. Project Veritas got the raw and unedited audio of this entire segment that CNN then chopped up and deceptively edited of this interview with a panel of Trump voters in order to miscategorize them. You gotta see the entire Project Veritas video to see just how deceptively they edited this piece together. So check the link in the description below when you're done watching my video and go and check it out. And while CNN spent the last 48 hours complaining about how President Trump was describing MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski when she was recovering from a apparent botched facelift and wanted to come and hang out at one of President Trump's resorts, this is how the CNN producer describes Kellyanne Conway's looks.
Now, and of course, the thing that pisses the White House off, because we actually had that awful woman, Kellyanne Conway, you know, the blonde.
Who's
Kellyanne Conway.
What's she look like? Is she the one with
she looks like Shannon Bishop. Said she looks like Shannon Bishop.
What a dirtbag this producer is. So, of course, it's no surprise that he produces segments for this clown, Chris Cuomo, who said that it's illegal for anybody except for CNN to have the leaked emails from John Podesta and the DNC. Right, Chris?
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Oh, it's illegal to get them from WikiLeaks' website or to hear their analysis from other independent news outlets. You have to trust CNN. We'll tell you what they say. Trust us. This, of course, coming from the same clown who says, when we call the mainstream media fake news, it's just as bad as when somebody calls a black person the N-word.
Fake news is the worst thing that you can call a journalist. It's like an ethnic disparagement. You know, we all have these ugly words for people. That's the one for journalists. And David, he just keeps doubling down when the facts don't favor his position.
I'm sorry, the facts don't favor what your fake news network is reporting. Even CNN's host, Van Jones, one of their top political analysts, admit that the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory is a, quote, big nothing burger.
What do you think's going to happen this week? I mean, with the whole Russia thing.
The Russia thing is just a big nothing burger.
Really?
And in case you haven't heard, Project Veritas also caught on tape a producer who's worked for CNN for 15 years admitting that President Trump is right to call their coverage bullshit. And that the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory is a total witch hunt. I mean, things are getting so bad for the mainstream media that even Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC says that Hillary Clinton is a conspiracy theorist.
So she's drawing a conspiracy theory.
And speaking of fake news, check out my new You Are Fake News t-shirts. Buy them in my new online store. Just check the link in the description below. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every...
All right, that was Mark Dice. You can see all of his clips on YouTube, of course. But isn't it interesting? A broadcast like this, RBN, many different radio show hosts have covered for years the fact that the media is fake. They bullface lie. They give out so much misinformation. But now you do have to admit, with the advent of Donald Trump, this is in the forefront. This is mainstream. I mean, you can get this all day long. Trump continues to expose the media for the liars that they are. Now, when you take that, you know, put that in context with what Jerry said, as far as, you know, he may can't take it and resign. Wouldn't it be interesting whether that scenario came to fruition or not? Wouldn't it be interesting to for Donald Trump to come out and truly expose the media monopoly for what it is, and for the control and manipulation that it fosters on the American people, which has brought about the ability for these sellout traitor politicians to wage these endless wars and to destroy this country from within. I mean, the media has as much blood on its hands. They were all for this ridiculous war after 9/11. In fact, the media, in my short lifespan, never opposes any type of bloodshed in these other countries, and never criticizes the intervention and the meddling in elections that we do around the world. There's never any light shone on that, and that tells you that you've got a controlled media from the top to the bottom of the mainstream media, and that's why it's only RBN and podcast and broadcast and websites like the Daily Stormer where you can actually get some of the truth. But it's exploding. It's exploding. There's so many websites. There's so many podcasts and broadcasts until people have the ability to really get a critique of the news, a complete different perspective. And I think that may well be one of the many things that led to the Trump phenomenon. People liked hearing the news media called out. And so we're going to go back to the phones. We got Lark in Texas. Lark, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, good morning, Theron. Back to your old spot, I see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I called into your broadcast a couple weeks ago, Theron, and it was toward the end of the second hour before Patrick Slattery's canned hour came up. And So I wanted to get thoughts out because I did call late in the broadcast and I was unable to really complete them.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people are constantly grousing about what's happening and so forth. And they take stabs here and there about trying to ascertain what is the source of the root of the problem. And, we have to always be mindful that the greatest lie of them all is the lie of omission. And so as I'm listening to RBN, I'm constantly examining in my own mind, what is it that is not being said? What's being left out? And of course, we've heard complaints in the past about people suggesting that, well, no one's talking about solutions. Now, would you agree with this?
I would agree. There's probably, I mean, I can give you my only solution to this problem that I think is in the realm of possible reality if you leave out divine intervention.
Well, how about we learn something about our enemy? I mean, look at how we've all been divided and conquered. The American people. And we know that we live in a time where, frankly, all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been put into effect. They've taken control of the so-called money. They have a monopoly on the issuance of currency and credit. But what I've tried to bring forward in the last few years is how they've taken control of the law. They've certainly taken control of big media, Hollywood, medicine, the universities, the public and private schools, Madison Avenue, Wall Street, and so forth. So maybe we ought to get down to brass tacks is what I'm suggesting. In other words, we need to look at the rules that were set forth by Sun Tzu in The Art of War. We have to learn about the enemy beyond the usual things that are bandied about by the people who just will not read about the enemy, so-called. But the truth is that our enemy is ignorance. Our enemy is ignorance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just, in about a minute or less, I'm going to revisit what I suggested on the last time I called your broadcast, so that if anybody's actually curious enough to want to investigate these things for themselves, they actually can. And then they might have something to input. But, you know, there was a chapter in The International Jew that was published in the Dearborn Advocate. And or the Dearborn Independent. And it was called The Rule of Jewish Kehilla Grips New York. So the question is what is this word Kehilla and how do you spell it? K-E-H-I-L-L-A. It's very close to this word Kahal, which is K-A-H-A-L. Now, interestingly enough, these words are synonymous with that word community. And God knows we've been hearing this word community bandied about ad infinitum, ad nauseum. In Europe, they call the new law of the European Union community law in the press, in the Jewish-controlled press. And this is what the politicians refer to it as, community law. Okay, but isn't it curious that this same word, community, is synonymous with that Hebrew or Yiddish term, kahal and kahila? Now, I also mentioned something called the vow of the Perishim. The vow of the Perishim, and that's spelled P-A-R-A-S-H-I-M. I mentioned the law of the Moser, M-O-S-E-R. That's the law of the informer. Thou shalt not rat out another Jew or fellow Jew. I equated that to the Sicilian Code of Omerta, O-M-E-R-T-A, the Code of Silence. You see, conspiracies cannot work unless you have a Code of Silence. And that's why there is such a thing as the Hasbara, H-A-S-B-A-R-A, and Sayanim, S-A-Y-A-N-I-M. But the one thing that I was not unable to get in last week is this thing called Pilpul. And that is spelled P as in Paul, I-L, P as in Paul, U-L. So I'm going to leave you with just two references for you and your listeners to investigate on your own so that you can discover that the law of the land has been supplanted by community law. The article is entitled The Perishim, P-A-R-U-S-H-I-M, A Secret Episode in American Zionist History. And then the other article is entitled, What is Pilpul? P-I-L-P-U-L. And why on earth should I care about it? pill pool in English is that word casuistry. C-A-S-U-I-S-T-R-Y. Casuistry is something in the Roman Catholic faith. And it should be no wonder after you read about this thing called pill pool, and it's being synonymous with casuistry, why on the U.S. Supreme Court today we have no Protestants. We have actually a 5-4 majority of Talmudists. Talmud means the teachings, and Roman Catholics. And as though there should be no surprise that the late Antonin Scalia, a self-identified Roman Catholic and a conservative, I suppose, was a member of the faculty of something called the Institute of American and Talmudic Law.
Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the phone call. Interesting as always. We're going to come back. I got a few things to wrap up, and it'll be the end of the broadcast. Thanks again, Lord. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Alternative Media. Stay with me.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We're almost out of time. I want to remind everyone, P.J. Barton will be on tonight, 9 to 12 Central Time. We switched time slots, so I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that. Also, I don't know if it's, you know, it probably don't really have a lot to do with what Lark was saying, but it put me in mind of this story this week. So I'm going to share it with you because I thought it was interesting. It's always interesting to read, like, the Jewish Daily Forward or Haaretz or read some of these newspapers out of Israel. The Jewish Daily Forward had an article this past week, and this is it. With the release of the fifth installment of the Transformers franchise upon us, it seems like an appropriate time to reveal that they are Jewish. The Transformers are giant robots who can change themselves into everyday objects, including cars, airplanes, trucks, and tanks. They excel at mimicry, morphing between machine and robot, and chameleon with chameleon-like ease, perfectly and speedily mimicking human-made cars, trucks, and the like. They have evolved their machine disguises as a tactic to move unnoticed among humans and travel around at will. Hence, Transformers embody the Jewish experience. It has been the struggle of the Jews to blend in and pass in Western Christian society, to be invisible. The Transformers resemble Woody Allen's curious creation, Zelig, that nondescript chameleon Jewish character who is discovered for his remarkable ability to transform himself to resemble anyone he is near. Such mimicry, which surely can be described as undisciplined, has long been felt to mark the Jewish condition for Max Horkheimer and Theodore Adorno. Undisciplined mimicry was engraved in the living substance of the dominated and passed down by a process of unconscious imitation in infancy from generation to generation, from the down at heel Jew to the rich banker. So I thought that you might find that interesting, just in case you don't know. The article goes on to say, underpinning the Transformers is Hasbro's Jewish history. The robots were invented by Hasbro, a company created by three Jewish brothers named Herman, Hillel, and Henry Hasselfield. They founded Hasselfield Brothers in Providence, Rhode Island. So I just thought I thought that was kind of interesting article. He put me in mind of it. I actually had it. I had a lot of headlines I'm not going to get to. Brain-eating amoeba loose in the Louisiana water system. Isn't that comforting? Thousands of violent Islamics in Sweden, according to the police. Multiracialism, not mental illness, to blame for terrorism. A new study, and 600,000 in cash missing from the Wake government office records show. That's here in North Carolina. I've not seen that on any local broadcast around here about that investigation, but that might not mean a lot to everyone else. We're out of time until next week. This is Farron saying, when it comes for your gold, give them a lead. Have a great day.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.